The crowd cheered as Wade Mars came bounding down Nome's front street behind his dog team.
Pete!
Welcome to Nome, buddy.
Oh my goodness! Thank you. We made it. I thought I was gonna die.
Somewhere between Koyuk and Elam, musher Pete Kaiser gained nearly 2 hours on him. In the end, Mars refused to give up.
He did make me work for it. Holy cow. Oh, boy.
He was out of breath, panting and sweating. He collapsed on the seat of his sled once his lead dogs crossed the finish line.
My legs are, like, shaking right now.
He says he was running for miles as Kaiser's sled dogs bared down on his team. Minutes later, they came into the finish chute. Kaiser's team probably could have continued. His sled dogs were banging at their harnesses. Even after he dropped his snow hook and parked his sled, they howled and yelped to go.
Yeah, they did. They did good, and they looked good, I think. We managed them right and got about the best possible performance we could have got, I think. So I'm happy with that.
Wade Mars was also impressed with Kaiser's team.
From what I see, he's got the best-looking dog team in this race. They're beautiful. And I knew he'd be coming hard. Yeah, I actually fully expected him to catch me and pass me, but I wanted to make him work for it. And he made me work really hard, and I don't know how I stayed in front of him. But
a similar race for Nome played out only a few hours later. From Koyuk, Scott Smith slowly started to close a nearly five-hour gap on Burmeister. By the time the two teams reached White Mountain 76 miles later, the difference was only about an hour. Scott Smith says he made the move in order to avoid getting caught himself. Paul Gephardt and Richie Deal were hot on his heels.
We're really happy to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here. You know, I had Richie and Paul behind me, and I know they can have some speed. So I figured if I went after Noah and caught him great, and if I didn't, then at least I'd stay in front of him.
This is Smith's sixth Iditarod, and he's never placed higher than 26th. He was driving a dog team he thought might have what it takes to finish up front this year.
Yeah, I thought it might be back earlier in the year. They just were a really nice group, you know, and I thought it could definitely be possible. You just got to go out and race it if you're going to get it, though, you know.
When he crossed the finish line, Smith had no idea how well he'd placed.
I broke the top 10.
You did.
Oh, it was fun. Cool. Oh, it feels good, for sure.
6 minutes after Scott Smith pulled into Nome, Noah Burmeister also arrived.
Welcome, Noah.
How's it going?
It's good.
Burmeister hasn't driven a dog team in the Iditarod in a decade, but he maintained a position in the top 10 throughout the race. Back in Roan, he said he wanted to prove he could do more than train puppy teams for his older brother, Aaron. After crossing the finish line in 11th place, he said he felt he'd done just that.
Yeah, I feel real good about it. I learned a lot this year and changed some stuff around and come back better next year.
When he crossed under the burled arch, Burmeister's older brother was there.
So bad.
Mushers and dog teams will continue to arrive in Nome through the end of the week. Some will race to get there. Others will find pride in simply completing the journey. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.